Blog Talk Radio.
In a world filled with greed, plagued with hatred, and built on sword and plate. One man.
You want me dead, but you gonna pay a price to get that result.
Has the courage to face the enemy.
You're not in any moral position to tell anybody how corrupt they are. You should be quiet and let those of us who know our people go there and help them get out of that condition. But America should keep her mouth shut wherever there's a corrupt regime, as much hell as America has raised on the earth.
Why can't we preach that to the people? America is under judgment. Why can't you speak that?
They are liars and they are murderers and they are guilty of high crime.
Footsteps, and that's why the world hates me and loves you.
A man with witless compassion.
The good shepherd will lay down his life.
I'm willing to die for the righteousness and the freedom of black people.
What God has put me in for his glory. Bringing spiritual things under political rule.
Most of the leaders, the scripture says, have been hirelings. That's why the gangbangers don't have no respect for those of us in religion, because they see us as
him. He's not asking.
We have to press the government for reparations.
In a few days, you're going to see it. And then you'll remember what I said. What would you do if the dollar collapsed? When the dollar falls, the government is coming down right behind it.
He's enlightening.
A people robbed and spoiled. A people that had their names taken. They used to wear the names of God, but now their oppressive slave master gave them new names. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
The Honorable Minister.
But it's time to throw down. Pharaoh who?
I have never claimed to be no prophet. I'm just your brother. But I come in the line like those ancient words. I'm in the most powerful government that ever was in the last 6,000 years. I want you to listen well now. I have greater enemies against me and this movement than Moses had against him, than Jesus had against him, than Prophet Muhammad had against him. My enemies are greater than all their enemies combined. So like a lamb in the midst of ravenous beasts. If I survive, then the power that backs me is greater than the powers that are against me. God is in person today. Remember what I said at the beginning? I talked about a problem no man could solve. And I talked about a power that nobody could deal with. Where's the problem that no scientist can solve? Here we are, 30 to 40 million black people who have been turned upside down and inside out. 30 to 40 million black people who don't know who they are, don't know where they are, don't know what time it is, don't know who their God is, don't know what their religion is, but are trusting in the God of their slave master. A pale-faced, blue-eyed, blonde-haired, hook-nosed cracker that the white man gave you as Jesus. The pictures they gave you. You are nothing more than devil worshipers. That's why you don't have any power in your religion against your enemy, because you are worshiping in the religion that your enemy gave you. Your enemy gave you Christianity. Your enemy gave you this religion. A slave-making religion. Have no power in it to free you. Your enemy set up the church. Set it up. Paul didn't set it up. The white man set it up. Didn't he? He set up the black church because he didn't want you in the white church. He gave you the black preacher. He taught him theology and told him what to preach. That's why you have never been able to be freed by no preacher, because the preacher has always been the tool of the white man against you. Reverend, Reverend. My dear Reverend, my dear Reverend, if you continue to preach that damnable philosophy, your congregation one day will rise up and kill you in the pulpit. Because your people are rising today, and you can't preach no ethereal nothing they're gonna get in the sky while they help to build a kingdom for the white man on earth. If you don't represent the kingdom of God on earth, you better find yourself some good preaching to give your people. Because they're waking up fast nowadays. I'm not saying that many black preachers are not sincere. But being sincere wrong is to be dead right. You get no high mark for being sincere. You get a high mark for being right. And ain't no white man gonna give you no theology and make you right for your people. Do you hear me? greed Negro. Show me what they have done for black people. The white man doesn't give you a degree to serve your people. He gives you a degree to serve him. And this is what you and your people have done for 400 years. Serve your enemy. Fight for your enemy. Die for your enemy. Give your woman and your children to your enemy. You come here today with your white wives and your white husbands and your white boyfriends. You got a hell of a nerve. After all the hell that your people have caught for 400 years, you bring the daughter of your slave master's children home and think we should accept her? Have you no sense at all? What self-respecting Jew would bring a German home and introduce a German lover to the children of the Holocaust? The black Holocaust is worse than anything in the annals of history. How dare you bring that skunk home and offer her to us? We want you back, black woman. We want you back, black woman. You are our woman and we are your man. God gave you to us and God gave us to you. We are a sorry lot, but today God is impressive. God is going to make a difference today. Women. We have not been good providers for our women. We have not been good maintainers of our women. We have abused our women and our girls. We have low-rated them. We have disgraced them. But God is in person today. And just like it was in the beginning, God said, let us make a man. He didn't say, let us make a Negro, let us make a nigger, let us make a colored boy. Let us make a man. And when God makes a man, and when God crawls up inside of what he made, that when that man speaks, God speaks. When that man walks, God walks. When that man acts, God acts. That's the man that you can fall in love with. Because you are the woman of God and you never have been the woman of man. Now the problem. The problem. 40 million black people yearning to breathe free. 40 million black people who have outlived their usefulness to white America. 40 million black people with a population ever growing. A youth population stronger as the white population gets weaker and older. A young population ready for war and ready for jobs, but they